Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 proudly present The Killer Bees.
Definitely a fan of The Killer Bees.
Now bringing you the fastest 3 hours in Houston sports radio, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Ooh, what up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing?
He's Blank, I'm Branham. Mark. It's Brendan behind the glass, the Tuesday Mark. Edition of The Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5, and not the normal greetings we give to you at the beginning of our show. Lead story today in the city of Houston, in the sports world, nationally, is the passing of Mike Leach. Mike Leach, everybody's favorite pirate, dying at the age of 61, massive heart attack. Very sad news. And how I can tell that Mike Leach is so beloved, if you talk to Texas fans, you talk to Texas A&M fans, you talk to Houston fans, Baylor fans, TCU fans, all the rivals of Texas Tech, who quite frankly, Mike Leach had success against all of those schools at some form or fashion, most of them say good things about Mike Leach. That you have a rival coach at a rival school, and yet all the rivals, for the most part, are big fans of Mike Leach.
I think because of his relatability. I think that when you look at it, no matter all, who, like you said, no matter which fan base you root for, or you're from, and who you root for, you appreciate the fact that unlike most every other coach who takes himself way too seriously, who gets way too crotchety and grumpy or egotistical or whatever the case, Mike Leach was that everyday guy that everyone could relate to and pull for because he just seemed like a guy you wanted to have a few drinks with and just sit around and shoot the you-know-what with. And I just thought that the greatest thing about him, and again, not knowing anything about him or having an association with him coming from the Midwest, is every single time there was a post-game win or a loss, in one question, he could turn it into a discussion about mascots, pirates, Halloween candy, and he could just talk. One of my buddies at the gym was telling me that there was once a game where they lost, and he sat the team down, and I believe he talked to them for 3 hours about the history of pirates. Like, he was an everyday guy that could be quirky, funny, and just really likable, and I think that's why this all hit everybody so hard with the news this morning.
I didn't directly know Mike Leach. I met him once. He was doing a U of H game in his years off of coaching between Texas Tech and Washington State, was working at CBS Sports Network, and he did a game at Old Robertson Stadium before they knocked down Robertson Stadium, now play at TDECU Stadium. And it was just a, hey, Coach Leach, how you doing? And that was as much as I've ever talked personally with Mike Leach. But I feel like I do know him indirectly. Doing the shows with Dana Holgorsen during the football season, I spend at least an hour a week with Dana during the football season, and Dana and Mike Leach go way back to the days at Iowa Westland. So I've heard a lot of Mike Leach stories from Dana on the air, off the air, about the kind of person Mike Leach was, how quirky he was, how he was awesome. And I've heard stories too from Kelvin Sampson about Mike Leach. They spent some time together in Norman when Kelvin Sampson was the head coach at Oklahoma. Mike Leach was the OC for Stoops back in the day, and Sampson would say that Leach would go to the Kelvin Sampson radio shows, and they would spend hours talking after the Kelvin Sampson radio show. So I've never heard anybody say a bad thing about Mike Leach. I feel like I indirectly know him through stories from Dana, from Kelvin as well. So very sad day, to die young too. 61 years old. It lets you. I mean, obviously we know life is precious, but whenever you hear that somebody lost their life, you feel like it's even more precious, right? 61, way too young. I can't think of another coach, and maybe the Hive can help me out with this. 713-780-3776. That lost their lives in the thick of their coaching career. Because Mike Leach is kind of on this, you know, long history of coaching where he won at Texas Tech, had Texas Tech as a top 10 program where it's very difficult to win in Lubbock. Then he went to Pullman, Washington, another difficult place to win, and had them playing at the highest level of the Pac-12. Then goes to Mississippi State, another tough place to play considering the conference that they're in. And he wanted all those places. All three places, I would say, very challenging and difficult places to win relative to their conference. He wanted all three places. I can't think of another coach that lost their life in the thick of their coaching career.
The closest I could come up with was in the NBA when Flip Saunders was the president of basketball operations and head coach of the Timberwolves. And then he got diagnosed with lymphoma, I believe, in August. And he wanted to coach. And then in September, he took a leave. And then he passed away during that season. So he was still officially the head coach, but he was already in a leave of absence. But other than that, I mean, yeah, it's hard to – there's been assistant coaches. But, yeah, I think, you know, and you say, I don't know that there's a negative word. The only negative words that I can ever remember involved the phone room and Craig James's kid at Texas Tech. And you know, again, he's a quirky coach. We just talked about, like, last week, the running back from Mississippi State that was transferring that the column started out by saying, take shots at Leach on the way out. Well, you know, if your only way of taking shots at a coach is because he was questioning the toughness or, you know, some of the, like, how hard you were playing, I don't think that's too tough to take. I mean, coaches are always going to give you that kind of motivational kind of stuff, and some guys are meant to take it, and some just don't like it. And whatever happened with Craig James' son and the phone room and everything like that, that's about as negative as you can ever associate with Mike Leach and with all the coaches that have gone through all the stuff they've gone through throughout their careers. And we may never know what happened there. But, yeah, I mean, truly beloved. And the stat that's just amazing to me, as an FBS head coach, he took his team to a bowl game 19 out of the 21 years. And wow. You mentioned some of the places he coached, and those weren't exactly ideal premier spots, landing spots to coach college football. 19 out of 21 is a pretty damn good ratio for a head coach to get to bowl games.
Yeah, you would think, like, you know, a year or two that you're just kind of rebuilding, you know?
Right.
Like, you're going into a place that's obviously looking for a new coach. If a place is looking for a new coach, you think that the cupboard's probably bare, not in a great spot. So to be able to pull that off in the three major programs that he had in terms of, you know, Power 5 programs, Tech's not an easy place to win, Washington State not an easy place to win, Mississippi State not an easy place to win, and Leach did that. And of course, Leach is known for him. Look, we're looking back on the life a little bit today of Mike Leach dying at 61, massive heart attack. Leach story in the country, I think it's the Leach story in the city of Houston. I don't think anybody disagrees. Just take a little bit of a pulse of Twitter or Houston sports. But we're going to play some of the very best sounds for Mike Leach as well.
Because some great ones.
I think sometimes too you need to celebrate life.
Yep.
And Mike Leach has always been like one of the best quotes that is there. Like he's always one of the best sound clips. You mentioned all the things that, you know, he's kind of known for. And we have some of the very best things that Mike Leach has said that we're going to go to for the next, you know, good bit of time. We'll see how far we go with this. But one of the ones that always got a lot of run, and I know it's one of your favorites, was Mike Leach's response to candy and Halloween candy.
Oh, that's awesome.
We talked about on the broadcast how you hate candy corn. What's your favorite Halloween
candy
game?
Corn. I mean, I completely hate candy corn. when I was a kid, well, gummy bears, let's see. Gummy bears for sure.
Sour or regular?
The Haribo. It's got to be the Haribo ones. And then the other thing I like is when they used to have the sprees in a box. Outstanding. You have to go to the dollar store to find it, but I do. And then the latest, you know, there's still candy innovation, although a while back I found that Europe had better candy than we did overall because they have gummy everything. And then, you know, they have those Nerds clusters, which is new.
The gummy.
Yeah, which is good. The Nerds clusters is good. And then if you go chocolate, probably Almond Joy.
Classic. Almond Joy from Mike Leach. I agree with him completely, though. Candy corn's terrible. Candy corn is the
mind
worst.
It, but it wouldn't be my top 10, 20 selection for
any
time.
You like candy corn?
I can tolerate it. I mean, my grandma used to always have it to where I could eat it. But I'm not going to pick that as like a top candy or anything.
How do you like candy corn? Do you like candy corn, Brendan?
I'm not a fan, but it's more tolerable than people make.
Yeah, I think we have a new leader on the bad food takes on this show.
We both said
I think
it's
you
tolerable.
Just surpassed.
We're not saying that we like it enough to say it's like
check the tape. I think you said you might have liked it.
Do you eat liver?
No.
Okay, right? So that's one that you just don't like. It's not tolerable. But candy corn, I can eat it, but it's I'm not going to choose it if I have other choices.
If I were going to rank it 1 to 10, 10 being good, I'd probably go like 3.5.
If I were to rank it 1 in 10, it wouldn't be on the list. It'd be like in the football championship subdivision.
That's not fair.
What do you mean it's not fair? It's awful. Candy corn is the absolute worst.
See, it's bad in comparison to like the rest of candy.
Halloween candy. What is
but
worse than candy corn?
It doesn't make you wince or spit it out or like, oh my God, that taste is just too much for me to tolerate.
I haven't had candy corn for probably a decade because the last time I had candy corn, I winced and spit it out. It's awful.
It's not spicy. It's not something that's going to do something to
you. I like spicy.
I know, but I'm talking about candy.
It's awful. It's the worst.
I think I might agree that it's the worst candy.
Yeah,
I just don't think
that
there's like a candy that like ranks on the like intolerable food scale.
Whenever you're going around trick or treating on Halloween, obviously we've not done that for a very long time. Blankers and I have kids though, and I'm sure that we've picked candy out of their trick or treat baskets or buckets. What is worse than candy corn? Like the only one that I could even say is close to as bad as candy corn are the circus peanuts.
Oh, those are absolutely.
But those
worse.
To me are bottom two
those
by
are
far.
Garbage.
Those to me are the worst two. 713-780 ESPN. Is there a worse candy than candy corn on Halloween? Here is another one from Mike Leach. This is whenever he was at Washington State because he's had some big wins over the course of his career. The one that sticks out to me, we're going to get to a little bit later. Tech Crabtree beating Texas when they were number one in the country. But he also had another top five win. He beat USC, and Mike Leach just completely over the moon about it, talking to on SportsCenter after the win against the Trojans.
It's a good win. There's a lot of people. It's like Woodstock, since everybody's got their clothes on.
Leach is so funny. He's just always so deadpan, too. Like, you never could tell, like, when he's excited, when he's mad, when he's upset. It's always the same Mike Leach look, no matter what.
I think that Clarence has the best answer, by the way. Black licorice.
That's not a Halloween candy. No one gives out black licorice on Halloween.
That's not true. People can give out licorice
on
Halloween.
It is in my neighborhood. No one gives out black licorice for candy for Halloween.
They were called nibs. And they were licorice, but it was like smaller pieces. Nibs.
Oh, okay.
N-I-B-S. And you could get them at the movies, too. And you could
go to the movies on Halloween.
I'm just saying. You could get them at the movies, too. That means also, as well as. Nah. And you could get them in the red or the black. And black licorice to me is nasty.
It's not good. It's better than candy corn, though.
And I think candy corn is better than black licorice.
713-780-ESPN. What are your favorite Mike Leach quotes, games, moments, whatever? 713-780-ESPN. We celebrate the life of Mike Leach a little bit with the Killer Bees today. 713-780-3776. We're on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975. He's at Pac-Man Joel on Twitter. I'm at Jeremy Branham. I want to tell you about Gentle Ben. I wish I could have a Gentle Ben with Mike Leach just once. It's too bad we can't. But vodka, gin, bourbon, all part of that rotation for me. And a local Texas brand, Gentle Ben Spirits, does it all, and they do it better than anyone else. Gentle Ben's a line of ultra-premium Texas spirits. They use their state-of-the-art, innovative, Proseto craft technology that's better in purity, aroma, and taste than your favorite brand of vodka, gin, or bourbon. Purification of Gentle Ben is unrivaled. You'll love what's not in it. Try a sip of Gentle Ben, compare it to your brand like I did, and you're going to taste a huge difference, and you're going to be a Gentle Ben man, just like me. It is smooth, or Gentle Ben woman. It is smooth, it is clean, eliminates the burn. Enjoy your drink. Don't work through your drink. And, of course, you can find the vodka and the gin at Total Wine and Specs. Also online at gentleben.com. Great holiday packages, too, if you're looking for a Christmas gift there at gentleben.com. But new to the market, something that is so great, just happened before the end of the new year, is that the bourbon is out on the market. The double platinum winner in the prestigious Ascot Awards can now be found. The bourbon, 10 different Specs locations around Houston, the Specs in Galveston, Pearland Fine Wine in Pearland, Potter's Liquor and Friendswood. Get your hand on this bourbon, double platinum winner in the prestigious Ascot Awards. You'll absolutely love it. Sit back with good company and raise a glass of the very best Gentle Ben.
Independent thinking, unrestricted opinions. You're tuned in to the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Second down now. Deep strike. Got the big man. Crabtree pulls free. And touchdown. Red Raiders with a second to go.
Red Raiders beating number one Texas. Biggest win, in my opinion, of Mike Leach's career. 713-780-ESPN. Mike Leach passing at the age of 61. Obviously a great football coach, won everywhere he went, but also someone who molded a lot of young men. The people that he touched, the lives that he's changed as well. Admirable as well. We're going to miss Mike Leach. We're going to miss all the funny sayings, the funny press conferences, funny quotes, things like that. We're asking you, what are your favorites? 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Johnny on Twitch said he played rugby at BYU. I knew he graduated at BYU. I didn't know he played rugby there and then learned football. Wasn't Belichick similar to that, too? Belichick play lacrosse? I think Belichick played...
I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure he played competitive both, but I think he went higher in lacrosse than he did football. I'll have to double-check. Check that. I kind of don't feel 100% confident on that, but I do think that that's right. Johnny also mentions that coaching tree. That is amazing. I was looking at that coaching tree earlier today, and it is very, very good. 713-780-ESPN. What are your favorite Leach memories? Here is one that's Brendan's favorite. I love this one, too. This was whenever he was in Pullman. This is whenever he was at Washington State in the Pac-12, and for some reason, he started talking about the mascots at each Pac-12 university and who would win at fights.
First of all, what kind of mythical powers does a sun devil have? We've got to consider. I'm going to say the Wildcat's out. The Trojan, does he have a horse or is he on foot? Does he have a bow and arrow or just his sword? The Bruin, definitely formidable. Another bear up there at Cal. The tree, I imagine that tree's going to get chopped down. Unless we're going to go with a bird and somebody might get pecked or something, I don't know. A duck might lose interest and just fly away and get out of there, which may be good advice under the circumstances. The husky, no chance. The beaver, well, we'll see how long that beaver can hold his breath. The ute, again, we're back to, is he on horseback? Does he have a bow and arrow? Did he trade for a rifle? I mean, you know. Because if that ute's got a rifle, there's some definite problems. You know, you'd have to get one of those Harry Potter activists to read up on how you kill a sun devil, because there's a lot of outside stuff there.
I think Leach is right. He talked about the buffalo. I think he ultimately landed on the buffalo being the one that he thinks would win at the end of the day.
I know you guys probably don't really recognize this, and most of our audience probably doesn't either. But when when he had this moment at his press conference, battle royales were like the dominant genre of video game too.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah. Oh, by a large margin. They're still very popular. But so, like, and I was super into one of them. I've played several of them on like a pretty consistent basis. So, like, I thought the conversation, the idea itself was funny, a battle royale of all the Pac-12 mascots. But it was at a time when I think the concept of battle royales was super popular. And like, in the moment, I was like, I don't know if I'll ever hear another press conference conversation I enjoy more.
That was really good.
That's the beauty of it, right? I mean, that's the thing. I know when when people said, again, I compare it to like a Nick Saban press conference. It's like night versus day. You knew that Nick was always going to be crotchety. He was always going to be somewhat pissed off. He was going to be offended by a lot of questions. And he like Belichick, is going to handle it like maybe too businesslike. The fact that it was so refreshing to get a Mike Leach in there that at any time and without any notice could just switch gears on you and give you something like humorous or something with like a life lesson in it where you could just sit back and go, that was awesome. I mean, that's why people loved him so much.
Yeah, it is. And if you look back at the coaching career, too, because our Twitch is kind of talking about his history, I remember it back. I don't remember this, but I remember hearing stories about this, mostly from Dana, about how he was at Iowa Wesleyan, of course, learned under Hal Mumme. Hal Mumme was like the legendary innovator of the air raid offense.
He ended up coaching Kentucky?
Hal Mumme, I think, was an OC there. I don't think he was ever the head coach there. He might have been, because Leach was the OC.
Been the head coach.
Leach was the OC at Kentucky once upon a time. Okay. And then he went from Kentucky, went from the OC at Kentucky, and then went to be at Oklahoma. He was. Like, from 97 to 2000, Hal Mumme was the head coach at Kentucky.
Okay,
he went from Iowa Wesleyan to Valdosta State to Kentucky, and then was there for a few years. And I'm pretty sure that's when Leach was the OC there.
Okay.
And then Leach became the OC at Oklahoma, and then from the OC at Oklahoma, that's when he got the Tech job. And then obviously blew up at Tech, did great things at Washington State, and then it was doing great things at Mississippi State as well. But they learned the air raid under Hal Mumme. Hal Mumme was the innovator of the air raid. He was like the one that created it all. And then Mike Leach was under Hal Mumme for a long time. Dana Holgorsen came in, was there as well. And then Leach just completely like turned it on its head, became like the most popular offense in all of college football. Like it was once like the run and shoot back in the day. Whenever you had the U of H with Andre Ware and I'm blanking on Klingler's name for some reason, David Klingler, David, yep. And then his brother was the quarterback there as well. They were running the run and shoot, and run and shoot was popular for a little bit, and then they took it to the Oilers with Warren Moon, and then all of a sudden, Hal Mumme comes up. Here's the air raid. Mike Leach takes it to Texas Tech, and then all of a sudden, becomes one of the most popular offenses in all of college football.
And Kingsbury said, not only just as a player, but he said, I wouldn't be the coach, the man, the person that I am today without Mike Leach. And you wonder from a coaching tree perspective, but just as a human being tree, you mentioned Dana, Cliff Kingsbury, you know, all the different guys that have been attached to Mike Leach that just can't say enough good things about him that have turned out great.
How about Sonny Cumbie? Sonny Cumbie's going to be playing for a national championship in the college football. Sonny Cumbie is one, but I'm talking about Dykes.
Oh, Sonny Dykes.
Sonny Dykes at TCU was there whenever Dana was there. Not TCU, at Tech.
Yeah.
Leach had he had Sonny and Dana, and he told Dana to go recruit Houston. He told Sonny to go recruit Dallas, and now you have one coach in Houston, one coach in Dallas. So the coaching tree is really impressive as well. Here was one with Leach talking about, and this is like like what we're currently living in life. This is counterculture to like everybody being on their phones all the time. Leach, very much an old school type of dude.
I mean, 10 years from now, there ain't going to be anybody talk to anybody. You know, it's going to be this. You know, do you want to go out on a date with me? I don't know. What do you look like? Well, I look kind of like this. Okay, well, what are your interests? Well, what do you think my interests are? Looking into this thing and typing into this, just like yours are. Well, yeah, no kidding. That's what everybody's doing. Yeah, that's right. Virtually everyone. Well, where do you want to go? Well, what difference does it make? Because all we're going to be doing is looking in this machine anyway. Well, that's true. In the end, it's going to be tough to perpetuate this the species. There's no question about that. Well, we're going to enjoy looking in this box, and eventually we're all going to be extinct and die out. Well, that's how it ends, you know?
Man, he's got on his soapboxes. He's got on his tangents. Like I think we could all learn a little bit for something like about that, though. Like not to be on our phones all the time. Like appreciate what we have, appreciate the moment, appreciate where our feet are. It's funny, Leach going on phones and online dating.
And I keep going back to the fact that he never took any moment, game, situation too seriously, right? I mean, he was always able to find some way to lighten the moment,
yeah,
and even get the media to like him and buy in and want more of that.
I don't know if I can go that far because he was such a winning coach. Like he won huge games, won everywhere. So like I know that he took it seriously. Obviously,
I'm not saying,
he brought levity. Yeah, he brought levity to the situation, which is like unheard of. Like he was just like we played that one last segment where he just beat number 5 USC. And he's being interviewed and he's like deadpan. Yeah, it's like Woodstock except everybody has their clothes on and he just does it with his doesn't have a smile on his face. Never had a smile. Never had a frown. Like you're just going to get that Mike Leach, and I think that that's something that, you know, we can appreciate, bringing the levity to the moment. 9723, one of my favorites is Mike Leach discussing side dishes for Thanksgiving. We'll have to try to find that one. I don't remember the side dishes for Thanksgiving one from Mike Leach.
I'll take a look for it. Jeremy, this isn't the one that we plan to play next, but it speaks to what you guys are talking to him to. His story on picking a captain based on The Price is Right is one of the funniest things ever. I don't know if a fan, like, if you love it or hate it, but from the outside, it's hilarious.
Play it for us.
And I thought, well, you know, all the guy really does is the coin toss. And then I decided, you know, one of the most screwed up things about this country is the fact that in order to do anything, in order to cross the street, we always have to have a committee, you know. And I said, you know, and so I figured, well, screw the committee. We really only need one guy. And now he's got to be smart enough to call either heads or tails. That's it. And so then I thought about, well, should I get the biggest guy on the team or the littlest guy on the team? And then I thought, well, Jamal Morrow was on The Price is Right and was fairly lucky and went to the final round and almost won the sucker. And it was closest to the price, but he's over by like $3. The other person's under by like $60, but since he's over, he loses. And so I figure, well, Jamal Morrow's a lucky guy. plus, he's got pretty good energy to him and stuff like that. So why not Jamal Morrow?
That's so Leach, classic Leach. I've always agreed with the whole, like, I don't like Price is Right rules. I think Price is Right rules are terrible. Like, because if you're a dollar over, but the other dude's $100 under, the guy $100 under wins, that makes absolutely no sense.
Yeah, but they warn you up front, closest to the retail price without going over.
I understand. Everybody's playing by the same rules, but isn't that stupid? Like, which one is closer, the guy that's $1 over or the guy that's $100 under? You tell me. It's the dude that's $1 over. He's the one that's more accurate and closer to the target.
Well, you make a fair point, but then it takes a little extra thought to make sure that you're in the ballpark and know what the price should be, but because you also take into consideration that you can't go over, that you have to make sure you don't overprocess it and go underneath.
It's like a basketball game saying that you're playing to 99, but if you score 100, you lose. That's how silly it is. 713-780-ESPN.
You're making sense to me today, and that's weird.
What are your favorite Mike Leach moments? We celebrate the life of Mike Leach. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Leach, Pirates or Vikings, and Leach with some marriage advice as well. It's the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Hey, before we go to the break, tell you about Vivia Dumpster Rentals, because they take care of the trash so you don't have to, and that's exactly what you want to do. When you're doing anything, like you're doing renovations and putting maybe, you know, countertops or new kitchen cabinets in, and you thought about the right company to get to do the job the right way, but did they or you think about how to get rid of the old cabinets and all the trash that goes with it? Now all you got to do is go Vivia.com, because they're going to take care of it for you. They have 10-yard and 15-yard roll-off dumpsters. They are small enough to fit in your driveway. They're attractive enough to keep away the HOA. And it won't ruin your home's curb appeal, because they take care of all the details. The dumpsters look good, and when you schedule it, they can do a drop-off in the morning, pick up the same day, and you never have to worry about a thing. Call them, explain your dumpster needs, and they're going to work with you every step of the way. And that means also for project managers. If you are a business and you are doing projects all the time, and sometimes you don't think about who's going to take care of the waste, Vivia will take care of it for you. All you got to do is, again, get in contact with them at govavia.com, govavia.com. Tell them what you got going on. Tell them where you're going to be. They're going to make sure that they take care of you with the dumpsters that fit where you need them to fit and can be dropped off and picked up the same day. A lot to focus on as you manage your job site. Don't let an unreliable dumpster company waste your time. Texas Custom Patios, who sponsors our shows. Well, Texas Custom Patios trust Vivia with their waste needs. Just another reason why, if you need someone to take out the trash, there's only one place to call. It's govavia.com or 832-699-1555. It's Vivia for your dumpster need.
Your team's our priority. Join the conversation with the Killer Bees. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Pirates get better gear. Pirates get better gear and better weather. You know, Vikings, you'd have a little better home life, it seems. You know, you could still go back and bounce. You know, if you didn't get killed, you could go bounce the kids around once you got back home with, you know, whatever you hoisted out of Scotland, Wales, and Ireland, you know. That's a tough call. Yeah, I'd have to. Plus, they're generations apart.
Yeah, just that added caveat. They are generations apart. Mike Leach, one of a kind. We lost Mike Leach today at the age of 61. Massive heart attack. We're asking you, what are your favorite Mike Leach moments? 713-780-ESPN. 713-780-3776, the HRMP listener line. We had a request about the what are the favorite Thanksgiving sides. Here's Mike Leach on the favorite Thanksgiving sides.
A lot of people are going to be watching that game on Thanksgiving. So if you were celebrating Thanksgiving and making your plate, what are you putting on it?
Oh, I always make the gravy, and I do make great gravy. I'm not a big cook guy, and haven't been, but I've made the gravy for decades. I always get white meat, a little stuffing, not too much, lots of mashed potatoes, gravy over everything. hopefully they have greens. They generally don't. And then corn or green beans. Never sweet potatoes.
That's going to be lunch cranberry sauce.
I like fruit pies better than any of this pumpkin apple stuff, you know.
Are you a cranberry sauce fan?
Yeah, but just
all right,
a quick little droplet of it. I'm not going to get carried away with that either.
I think that I'm very similar to Mike Leach in a lot of ways. Like, I really do feel this way. Like, how he appreciates Thanksgiving with the sides. I also put gravy over everything. I'm hilarious. I don't know what you're talking about. I can understand why you wouldn't think that because you have a bias against me.
That's true.
You have a Branham bias, so yeah. I think you have to eliminate yourself from this conversation.
Oh, I don't know.
But the deadpan, like, you can never tell if I'm being funny. You can never tell if I'm being serious. I bring levity to the situations. I think that I am Mike Leach. I think in a lot of ways I am Mike Leach. Okay. You don't think so?
You're not allowed to compliment yourself that much.
You don't think I have a little bit of Mike Leach similarities?
Oh, now you went to a little
some
bit.
Like subtle, dry sense of humor, deadpan. You can
you
never tell if serious or
I am Mike Leach to you don't think
I mean,
I'm a little
I was
bit.
Exaggerating the truth a little bit, like Mike Leach would. Another example.
I don't think that you're as much of an offensive mastermind.
No, but let's eliminate the genius, because I'm definitely not that. If we eliminate the genius, we eliminate the hilarity, we eliminate all the things that Mike Leach is good at, then I'm pretty much very similar to Mike Leach.
I've never heard you go off base the way that he does. Like,
no,
you have
he
no
definitely,
idea where he's going.
He goes on some tangents. There's no doubt about it. What are your favorite Mike Leach moments? 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Tara was telling us this on to play this one on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975. We haven't had a chance to proof it, Tara. So if it crosses the line, then we're going to ban your Twitch account.
Yeah.
But we'll see where it goes. Why not? Here was Leach talking about basically entitled players.
Coaches, we failed to make our coaching points and our points more compelling than their fat little girlfriends. Now, their fat little girlfriends have some obvious advantages. For one thing, their fat little girlfriends are telling them what they want to hear, which is how great you are and how easy it's going to be and how, we had a whole bunch of people. Everybody wanted to win the football game, but nobody wanted to play the football game. Well, that defies every level of work ethic that exists with regard to football. And as coaches, we have to solve our failure on reaching them, and the players have to listen. And I'm willing to go to fairly amazing lengths to try to make that happen. I don't know if I'll be successful this week or not, but you know, I am going to try, and there will be some people inconvenienced. And if it happens to be their fat little girlfriends, too bad.
Now, is that cancel culture-esque these days if he would do that?
I think it's part of Leach greatness, though. I honestly do. Like,
because I was thinking about that driving in today. Like, would he be under more scrutiny with some of these all-time legendary sound clips?
Most of them not, but that one's probably the
that
most
That one's
going
to really be dicey.
That one's probably the most edgy.
I think it crosses the line of fully canceled.
I think it hints on it, but not quite there.
I think it pushes the envelope, but I don't think it mails it.
He catches some flack, which personally I think is fair, but he doesn't go...
How is it fair?
Fat little girlfriends?
It's an oxymoron. He says fat and little.
Oh,
like,
stop.
It's not even...
Well, you can be short and you can be stout.
I don't think it's...
But can you be fat
listen,
and little?
That regardless, that takes away from the point...
I don't think so.
I do not think so.
You ever seen a fat little person?
713-780-ESPN. Can you be fat and little? 713-780-3776.
The word little there is irrelevant. He's just saying fat.
Why isn't the word fat irrelevant then?
You actually think he meant fat little?
I think that he was trying to be a little funny.
I think he was, yeah. He was frustrated with the girlfriends, and so he was trying to insult them.
I honestly
regardless,
think,
I
don't even
clear.
Think it was the girlfriend.
I don't think it was the
you.
Player.
It was
I don't
the
think
players
it was the
listening to the girlfriend.
I don't know.
The imaginary
girlfriend. No, I don't think the girlfriend here was the thing. I think the girlfriend here was a symbol for, like, the people in your life telling you how great
you
are.
And feed you with a silver spoon. Yeah.
That's why I said
you
imaginary. I agree with the sentiment. I do want to be clear, because I think you guys... Well, Jeremy jumped on it a little bit. I'm not saying, like, I don't think it was the best way to put it. I also don't think it was a big deal.
No, right.
Like, I don't think less
of Mike
Leach.
Someone these days would try and make it a big
deal. But you know why he did that? To get attention. Like, there was a method to that madness and a madness to that method, which made Leach great. Like, the reason that he was a little bit edgy and maybe, like kind of like... bordered on the idea of being controversial was because he wanted everybody to hear that message. You know who he wanted to hear that message? The people in his locker room. The players in his locker room. So saying that he knew was going to get attention. Like, that was by design, 100%. Like, Leach was a genius. Like, Leach thought about those things. He was calculated. He was cunning. He was brilliant. So, like, being a little bit edgy, he knew that the players were going to hear that and that his message was going to get into his locker room. And part of, like, this old school Leach, like, this quote here, whatever happened to Craig James' son, part of being like old school like that, I think, is a big reason that he had so much success. He wasn't going to let prima donnas run his program.
Right, right.
He was going to kick prima donnas off, off his program, and he was going to win with players that he knew were going
to
play hard.
And to your point, I think more coaches than fans realize use the media as a tool to get to their teams. Van Gundy was a genius at doing it because Van Gundy hated confrontations. He hated one-on-one conversations with his players. And he knew if he got it to the right media members that put it in the right places, his players would get the message and eliminate him having to call a player into his office. Some coaches got off on it. Like, McHale loved the fact that he could call someone into his office at any time and just talk about and call them out for what they did. Other guys wanted no part of it, but they did want to get the message delivered somehow, some way, and they used the media as a tool. And I think, to your point, that's what he was doing right there, was he was delivering a message without having to sit down with each kid that's a prima donna that he goes out and tries to recruit.
0925 says, my uncle has a very similar personality to Mike Leach. He's great. He also mentions, 0925 may or may not have mentioned that Branham also has a very similar personality to Mike Leach.
The only thing that I can say where the comparison makes sense is Dr. Dre said you guys both have wonderful hair. I think that's where it starts and ends.
I got some calic. 713-780-ESPN. What are your favorite Mike Leach moments? We got to get to the Mike Leach marriage advice. And there's also, like, Mike Leach was ahead of his time with this whole playoff thing. And it's like, whenever I would go on my soapboxes about the playoffs, a lot of times it was inspired by Mike Leach. What are your favorite Leach moments? 713-780-3776. It's the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Before we go to the break, tell you about Doc Linville. Look, I've been telling you guys that look in the mirror every day and realize with every passing day you have less and less hair. You're thinning. You're balding. You don't think there's anything you can do but shave your head. You don't know where to turn next. Well, you need to turn to Doc Linville and his staff right here in Houston because they can take care of you with the NeoGraft procedure. The NeoGraft procedure is cutting-edge technology done right here in Houston by, in my opinion, the best to do it, Doc Linville and his staff. And what it essentially is doing is taking your hair where you're always going to have it, which genetically is always going to be on the sides and the back of your head, and moving it where you need it most. Sometimes it's on top in the back. Sometimes it's in the front where your forehead's become an 8-head. Regardless of where it is, they will take care of it with a NeoGraft procedure, and you will see the results immediately. And they will continue to be visible as the hair strengthens and grows, and it'll be with you for the long haul. And as a listener to ESPN 97.5, you get something for free that most people have to pay $150 for. That's a consultation with Doc Linville and his staff where you can ask all the questions and see if it's right for you. You can see how much it would cost, if there's financing options. You can see how long the procedure lasts. You can see the recovery time. You can see when you're going to see the full results. And the main thing that got me is 95%+ of the follicles moved are going to stay and grow and be with you for the long haul. And that's what convinced me to do the procedure. I couldn't be happier with it. And my hairline is back. I couldn't believe he did it, and he did it, and I am so impressed. So is my wife. So are my friends. I go to play basketball now on Saturdays, and all my buddies are telling me, they're like, my gosh, you can see the results, and that's pretty impressive. And there are guys considering it because of that, and you can too. Go to 975hair.com. Set up that free consultation. Ask the questions, get the answers, and see if it's right for you. Doc Linville's the best in the business. Go see Doc Linville, 975hair.com.
Your teams, our priority. Join the conversation with the Killer Bees. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Got your coffee. Yeah. It is early. How do you take your coffee? What's the best way to take your coffee?
Well, coffee tastes terrible anyway, so don't put anything in it to obstruct the harsh, bitter taste, and just put it down one sip at a time, you know?
So it's just all about the effect, the taste. It's not about the experience at all. It's about the outcome.
No, the experience is terrible.
There you go. Another another comparison between Branham and Leach. Both drink our coffee black. Just saying. I love it, though. I love the fact, though. It's like, yeah, it's not about the taste. It's about the experience of the coffee, which is certainly true. 713-780-ESPN. 713-780-3776. What's your favorite Mike Leach moment? One of my favorites ever is giving advice to a soon-to-be married couple. We'll get to it in a second.
The women lose their mind. Your fiancée's going to lose her mind. Your mother-in-law is going to lose her mind. Your mom is going to lose her mind. Several of your sisters and female relatives are going to lose their mind. And they're going to barrage you with constant questions. What should we wear? And then, which, of course, my answer was, I don't care. And then, what color should the invitations be? I don't care. What should we have for dessert? I don't care. Should we seat this way or that way? I don't care. But see, I don't care is not satisfactory at all. And you're going to get caught in a catch-22, and I'm certain that you already have. And that catch-22 is, well, I want you to be a part of this too. So what color invitations? All right, the blue ones. Well, I kind of like the tan ones. Okay, the tan ones then. Oh, you're just saying that because you want this over with. You're not even thinking about it, which is, of course, true.
That's how I viewed my marriage.
That's a lot of thought, man.
he's a genius. He really is. I love Mike Leach. Gone too soon. We'll forever miss Mike Leach. We'll forever miss these sound quotes. 713-780-ESPN. 713-780-3776. I forget who said this on the Twitch, but he once said about coaching, I just go to work every day, spend hours in the film room, go to practice, go home, and then do it all again the next day in the rat race, right? I know I can be boring and I sound like a walking cliche. You aren't that, Mike Leach. But I really do just try to get our team ready to win a game on Saturday. It's pretty much my life. He also said, I'm a thin crust pizza guy. I respect people who like thick crust, but in my view, it's mostly bread. Which Brendan might disagree, being a Detroit guy. I also agree. I like thin crust more than thick crust.
I'm a deep dish guy.
Are you?
I love the deep dish Chicago style.
That's pretty good, though.
Yeah.
That's good.
And I'm also not going to say that thin crust isn't and Lisa's a big thin crust person. But I could do either one, but yeah. If I have my preference, I'm going deep dish.
I mean, I'm with Joel. Pizza's pizza. You're going to have a hard time finding many that I don't appreciate.
If you're just going like fast food pizza, though, like a Pizza Hut, a Domino's, thin crust over regular crust or thick crust, 100 times out of 100.
I still prefer thick crust, but
hand-tossed is the best, I think, is the perfect solution.
We're all across the board, then.
hand crust, the actual main crust is thinner and can get crispier, and then the outside is just that thick, bready, breadstick-like thing that I like.
For your traditional chain pizza, I would say Pizza Hut's a pan is, like, the right amount of crust for
me. Yeah, they also cook it right because it's got a little cheese on it, so it gets a little crispy on the outside. It's good.
So one of the reasons that I also love Mike Leach there's a variety of reasons, but whenever we didn't have a real college football playoff, one of the very first dudes that was critical of college football for not having a real playoff was Mike Leach. Here was Mike Leach, early days Washington State, critical as can be about college football not having a playoff.
I mean, how is it possible that you could actually have a playoff format in college football? Well, gee, I don't know. How about high school from a major state? Let's say Texas, Florida, or California. Let's see how they do it. Okay, let's see. These guys, you know, they win a certain number of games. They have a qualification. Okay, now, boom, they're in the playoffs. But they don't have just two or four teams or something. Hell no, because they want everybody to have fun and enjoy this playoff system. Okay, now the suspense is really starting to get thick because, you know, Division II might do it differently. No, in fact, they don't. They do it exactly. Boys and girls, like Division III does. And
there you go. Mike Leach, one of the first ones, one of the first advocates for a real football playoff, and we're going to get it. We're going to get it.
Just like I said, he's an innovator in so many ways. I mean, he gets so much credit, as you said, the air raid offense and being an offensive mind, but he was just an innovator that he lived the game. So it was all aspects of the game. It was from the developing and talking about playoff formats to offensive systems, to coaching philosophies. We talked about recruiting and how you get these kids and then get them in the right mindset and all the different things that he does that were, you know, obviously he had his quirks. He had his way of doing things that in certain cases didn't sit well with parents and others like Craig James. But at the same time, for the most part, he could connect with his players. He could connect with his players by being just a real down-to-earth type guy. And if you just played hard and listened to him, and you can have great conversations with him, but he was going to get you where you wanted to go.
Dana, he told a story on the radio show once about whenever Leach got the job in Lubbock, that, you know, he assembled the staff. Sonny Dykes was on his staff. Dana Holgorsen was on his staff. And I told you earlier, he sent Sonny to Dallas. You go recruit the Metroplex. Dana, you go to Houston. You go recruit Houston. And, like, none of them really, except for Sonny, had known Texas all that well. Like, they were kind of new to Texas, and they were way out there in, you know, the plains of West Texas, which was, you know, 8 hours away from Houston. Right. I don't know how far it is from Dallas. I imagine it's probably similar. Probably 6, 7, 8 hours away from Dallas as well. And Leach has got the map of Texas and put it up there and said, okay, Sonny, you go here. Dana, you go here. And Dana's like, I don't even know how I'm going to get there tomorrow morning. Like, I have no idea how, like, am I driving? Am I flying? Like, what's the plan? And that's kind of how Leach was. Leach was just, you know, he had this, like, brilliance about him, but was just very kind of cut, dry. And, yeah, you go here, and we're going to win a bunch of football games. Like, that's pretty much who Mike Leach was, and it's pretty awesome. Did you know that Mike Leach, though, was also an actor? Mike Leach cameo on Friday Night Lights.
Hey, Dylan East, right? You're the coach at Dylan East. You've lost your inner pirate. You know, sword. Have you ever heard swing your sword? You're supposed to swing your sword like this. You're swinging yours like this. I mean, you've got to find your inner pirate. A lot of times things just happen for a reason. We don't know why God wants it that way. But you can't make the best out of it until you get back your inner pirate. You might be the luckiest man alive and not even know it.
Mike Leach. He should have won an Emmy for that performance in Friday Night. Did you watch Friday Night Lights?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
I am shocked.
And the movie, because I love the movie.
So you watched the TV show?
Yeah, periodically.
I'll be honest with you. I watched the whole thing. I watched it from start to finish. I almost gave up on the TV show after one episode.
Oh,
I almost
why? Because
gave up
it wasn't comparable to the movie?
Because I thought it was so cheesy and unrealistic that I nearly gave... No, I didn't care about the movie part. I almost gave up on it one episode in because I could not stand... Spoiler alert, turn down your radio for 10 seconds. Could not stand the quarterback, broke his neck, and was paralyzed. I thought it was so, like, cliche, every football high school movie there is. I could not stand the way they started that series.
Is that a normal... Are there other movies? This is a genuine...
Varsity Blues, right? In Varsity Blues like that?
I don't recall Varsity Blues, the quarterback, getting paralyzed.
I think so.
Injuries. I could definitely see injuries being cliche. Friday Night Lights, I think might be my favorite TV show of all time.
Now, that was based on Permian?
It was based on, the Permian Panthers,
High
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they wore the black with white.
The oval
Odessa Permian.
On its side, yeah.
Yeah.
With the black circle
now,
with the white P.
Now, the show got a little bit off a little bit, and they kind of went to, you know, Dylan, whatever, West or East. The show was great. I like both. The movie's very good. I read the book.
Guy who plays the coach is a good actor.
I forget his name. Coach Taylor was his name.
Yep.
And then, yeah, so they Michael Jordan was in that series, too, by the way. Michael Jordan.
B. Jordan?
Michael B. Jordan, yeah. He was in that movie. He was the quarterback for the second school that Coach Taylor went to.
He was admittedly in the show after it had kind of passed its prime.
You think?
I do.
You think it was past its prime at that point?
I mean, my favorite TV show ever, I think. So I loved everything but season two. But its prime was season one. Season one was like peak television, I think.
Did you say that was your favorite TV show of all time?
It's top two or three, for sure. There's a couple in competition, but it's up there.
That's a bold statement. Better than The Wire? Better than Breaking Bad?
Haven't watched
than Sopranos?
The Wire. Breaking Bad's good, but overrated.
Whoa!
And we don't want to go there today, do we?
Wow.
I wasn't trying. It's good. I think Walter White is a character.
See, that's how I feel about Yellowstone. I think Yellowstone's good, but slightly overrated.
I think you probably watch more like...
Or aren't you just getting started on that?
I'm caught up with Yellowstone.
Are you?
Okay. Yeah, I'm all the way. I'm current.
I think you watch more like viewed as good television than me. Like the things that are listed as like best TV shows of all time, I probably haven't seen a lot of them. So I'm working with weirder options. But no, I love Friday Night Lights.
Kyle Chandler, the Coach Taylor.
Yeah, yep.
I saw Kyle Chandler recently in a show, but I can't remember which show I saw. Yeah, I do watch a lot of TV. You're right. I like to watch some of the elite.
Is he kind
TV
of Mark Harmon-ish?
I don't know who Mark Harmon is.
You don't know who Mark Harmon is?
No, I'm bad with
Mark
names.
Harmon was a quarterback at UCLA, and then he's a... Google him. He's an actor. He's been in a ton of stuff.
Oh, I believe you.
I think he's in... one of the CSIs now or something like
think,
that?
I don't think Kyle Chandler was a quarterback at a Pac-12 school.
No, but I'm just saying. If you look at Mark Harmon, I think Kyle Chandler is like a poor man's version of Mark Harmon.
Maybe he's a rich man's version of
Mark
Harmon.
Well, I'm sure they're both doing just fine.
J.J. and Klein, sucks that we wait until someone dies to give them their flowers. Need to have respectful moments when we appreciate the living. That's something that I agree with. I do agree with that. It's just hard to do that.
I will say, I think Leach got a lot of credit while he was alive.
I do too.
I think that this is, you know, the first time that people have done this.
But this is just like an extended appreciation of a lot of people that every time that he was in front of a microphone, whether it be at a press conference or on the field, they would stop what they were doing and listen because they knew they were going to be entertained. And he probably didn't even know he was entertaining. He was just being himself. Who's a living version right now of a Mike Leach type?
No one. He's one of a kind. I genuinely believe he's one of a kind.
I'm thinking across the board, are there any cut out of the same kind of mold? Are there any kind of coaches that don't take themselves too seriously that can joke around?
I don't think so.
I don't think there's anyone even close.
I don't either.
Giannis has had a couple silly press conferences, hasn't he?
Who?
Giannis.
Adetokounmpo?
Oh, you mean a player?
Well, the other day he crossed the line, but yeah, as a player.
But he's brought food to the podium. I mean, nobody's the same. But I think he's had some silly press conferences off the top of my head.
Corey says, worst thing Tech did was fire Leach. Coach was the reason I love college football. He made it so entertaining. That's well said.
Yeah.
Passing away, Mike Leach, at the age of 61. Gone too soon. Rest in peace, Pirate. We're going to do what Mike Leach would want us to do. Bring some levity to sports talk radio, the candy shop of sports radio. Howard Balzer, he likes to talk NFL. We're going to talk some NFL with Howard Balzer. He might be a little sad today, too, after what happened with Kyler Murray.
Just came out that it's official. He tore his ACL.
Oh, they knew that when he left the field.
The replay showed you all you needed to see.
Howard Balzer with the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Spring and sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.